Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But joining us now as we continue to get reaction, the tragic news yesterday that came out about Kobe Bryant. And today has been, like I said, it's been, you try to get geeked up for all the festivities and and everything that's going on down here and getting ready for Super Bowl. But, man, it's an icon of Kobe Bryant's status passes in a tragic accident. Kendrick Perkins, former NBA center, Radio.com Sports NBA insider as well. You can find him at Kendrick Perkins on Twitter. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Kendrick, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. How y'all doing today?
We're doing okay. I said earlier today, this is one of these feelings that you want to think about. It just lays in your stomach like a pit, and you'll never know when it's going to go away, but you just feel sick when you heard about it. So you tell me your reaction and your thoughts on the passing of Kobe Bryant.
Well, it was heartbreaking. I mean, you know, you just, from all the battles and, you know, the games, the wars that Kobe and I've been through, from my time in Boston to even my time in Oklahoma City, just hearing about it. And, you know, Kobe and I had developed a great relationship outside of basketball over the last couple of years. And, man, it's just devastating. It's almost like, you know, this can't be true. Like, nah, this can't happen to Kobe Bryant. Not Kobe. Like, this is Mr. Adversity himself. This is the guy who overcomes adversity to his finest. And when you think about Kobe Bryant, you think about, if Kobe helicopter was going down, I know he had a backup plan. He had the parachute, or he was able to, you know, fix something. Like, he was a guy that was always able to handle adversity and get out of situations better than any person I ever seen in my life. And he goes down as one of the top and most top people in my life that I've seen in sports, that for his mental toughness. I was just devastated. I was just like, nah, this can't be true. This is fake news. And then when you hear that Gigi was on board and all the others that passed along, it was just like, wow. I mean, I haven't got a wink of a minute of sleep since the incident.
I followed some of your stuff on Twitter, and I understand there's just a different camaraderie when you go up against a guy, you play with a guy, you watch him climb the records, you watch him climb in stature, you watch him fall, and then you watch him pick himself back up and dust himself off, and he becomes bigger than life. I mean, look, you played in the league, you played with a lot of guys. What made Kobe the superstar and something that then goes beyond the game versus just a lot of the guys that play the game? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, it's that Mamba mentality, that mental toughness. You can't break Kobe. I mean, just think about this, right? And this speaks volumes on how how comparing him to other players and other greats that played the game, to me, is apples and oranges. And Kobe is ahead of the pack. Kobe Bryant was dealing with a legal case, like life-changing. Like, he could have lost it all. I'm talking about it could have been a whole different story of, man, what if Kobe, you know, Kobe Bryant could have been this, but here it is. He's spending X amount of years behind bars. God, I mean, you know, you pray to God that, I mean, we so happy to thank the Lord that it didn't happen that way. But this guy was literally going from battling some real serious in court to catching a plane to going and play the game the same night and dropping 40. Like, your mental toughness have to be to a whole nother level. I know doctors, lawyers, I don't care if you, whatever it is, you could be, you know, working at a corner store or whatever your job status is. You know, people that was dealing with that type of situation, they would have to take a leave of absence. I know I couldn't play through it. I probably would just want to go from court to my house. And for him to just be able to go in and do his job at the highest level, that speaks volumes in itself right there. And that's just the perfect example that I could put it, like, far as why Kobe was Kobe Bryant. And that's why. His mental toughness was just light years ahead of everyone else.
I know it's tough to transition from that to basketball, but I do want to take it just for a brief minute and look at what your thoughts are on the Bucks. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement in Milwaukee and really in Bucks Nation throughout the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. Giannis has become a superstar in his own right. He is going for a back-to-back MVP title, but more so, he wants to win a championship in Milwaukee. Give me your thoughts on the Bucks and the way they have progressed, the way they have become better, and the way they have kind of grown through the league.
The most complete team in the NBA. And don't get enough credit. I understand all this old small market baloney and all this stuff, but when you talk about a team that don't need to add anything, they have everything that they need to me to win a championship. And it's a reason that this team is, I think, 41-6 or 40-6 right now, because they have everything. They're well coached. They have rim protectors. They're number one in offense. They're number one in defensive efficiency and all this across the board. And when you talk about a guy like Giannis, I said this the other day on my Twitter. I said, Giannis might join this year. He might just join a list of greats with Michael Jordan and Hakeem Olajuwon, meaning he might just win the MVP and Defensive Player of the Year right this year. Like, I mean, you go look at his numbers as far as his defensive efficiency and ratings and all that. It's better than Rudy Gobert. It's better than Anthony Davis right now. He's third in the league at protecting the rim behind only two players that's on his team and the Lopez brothers. So, you know, you look at this Milwaukee Bucks team and they don't get enough credit. And like I said, it would be a crying shame if the Milwaukee Bucks don't get two All-Stars in, meaning Chris Middleton. Hell, I would even go out on the limb and say they might be able to squeeze three in, because, you know, with this record and how they've been dominating, they might deservingly to get an Eric Bledsoe in as a third person. Because you look at that Atlanta Hawks team in 2014 and 2015, they got four All-Stars in. Why? Because they had the best record in the NBA.
Talking with Kendrick Perkins, former NBA center, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. One more thing before I let you go. Let me ask you this. Is there a player that you played against that you can compare to the skills and the ability of Giannis?
No. Giannis is Giannis. But I'll tell you one thing. He is only one of the few that I could compare to Kobe Bryant. He has that Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Kevin Garnett mentality. And that's when you find a superstar like that, that means not only does he come to play, not only does he play every minute of the game, this guy, he doesn't take a possession off. Giannis is Giannis. I don't even know who to compare him to. We haven't seen nothing like this since in the NBA. We're going to be comparing other guys in the future to Giannis. But Giannis is Giannis. There's no comparison. He's making his own mark.
It's great to talk to you. I'm sorry we had to kind of talk under these circumstances. Would love to have you back on, specifically as the season goes on and we get to the postseason. But great to have you. Appreciate it, okay?
I appreciate y'all. Thanks. Y'all have a blessed one, all right?
You too. Talk to you soon. Kendrick Perkins, former NBA center, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they get you fair, get you there. 80-plus years, they're going to get done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.